The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
In the hectic activity of our daily lives, it's easy to become comfortable and complacent when it comes to our personal devotion to God and our own personal spiritual condition. Many attend church weekly, but many others don't have a good, solid Bible-teaching church in their area. Many have good intentions to study God's Word daily, and many actually do. But for others, their daily devotional and prayer time can easily end up on the back burner when life gets busy and we get tired. I understand that many of us are tired these days. We need to work hard and put in long hours to earn a living, and the cost of everything has risen substantially with rampant inflation and price increases due to shortages, many of which I believe are intentionally imposed upon us by nefarious groups. And work is only a part of our lives. We also have busy home lives with cleaning, maintenance, repairs, broken appliances, and house projects to do. Then we have family commitments, and at the end of the day, it's not uncommon to simply be worn out. Worship of and reverence for God is something all Christ followers have in their hearts, something we certainly want to make a priority, but oftentimes life just gets in the way, unless we're intentional about our spiritual commitment. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, and today both the spirit and flesh easily grow weary. On the night of his betrayal, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives and told his disciples, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me." Now this was just after the Last Supper, when our Lord had shown himself to be the ultimate servant of all. He'd washed his disciples' feet, instructing us to learn the humility to do likewise as we follow him in service and ministry to others. It was an intimate, significant moment in history. But then, after asking his disciples to watch with him, he went further on by himself, fell on his face, and prayed to the Father, asking if it would be possible that the cup of wrath would pass from him. But he added, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." The scene here is one of great spiritual distress, turmoil, and sorrow. Jesus knew what was coming and that he must face it. He knew he would soon suffer and be killed in the cruelest of ways, to defeat the works of the devil and offer the only way of salvation and reconciliation for mankind to return to God the Father. Then he came back to where his disciples were, only to find them asleep. They were understandably tired and worn out. Most likely, none of them could truly grasp the magnitude of the situation at hand, and though he had asked them to watch with him, they all fell asleep. Even Peter, who had just vowed to never abandon Jesus, had fallen asleep in his greatest time of need. Matthew 26:40, "And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour?" Peter must have been ashamed of himself. But Jesus went away alone again to pray, 2 more times, and each time he returned to the disciples, they were sound asleep. By that time, Judas, the one who betrayed him, had arrived with his group of killers, sent by the chief priests and religious elders to arrest him. The time to watch with Jesus was over, and upon his arrest, all his followers, including Peter, forsook him and fled. Indeed, our spirits may be willing, but our flesh is so weak. What would have made the disciples' flesh stronger in that moment of fear? Paying more attention to the Lord's words, his teachings, his commands, having the spiritual eyes to see and discern the gravity of the situation, understanding that in everything that happens in our lives, every time of opportunity is there for just a fleeting moment. The door of opportunity always closes quickly and slams shut tightly. I would submit to you that this time in the Garden of Gethsemane at the base of the Mount of Olives was the most significant time of testing the disciples had ever faced up to that point. It was also the most significant time in the history of mankind, second only to Christ's crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection. Yet Jesus' disciples couldn't grasp that significance. In our modern world today, we're presented with many times of great significance in our lives, but we usually underestimate what's right before our eyes and only understand later when it's too late. Those times of opportunity pass quickly, and the door of opportunity slams shut with a bang. Then we grieve as we realized what we missed. And today, we stand at the threshold of great open doors of opportunity to witness to others, to minister to and serve others, to be ready with answers to deep spiritual questions, to snatch the souls of those who are ignorant and about to perish from deception, confusion, delusion, and ultimately eternal damnation. That's what Jesus' disciples eventually went on to do with their lives after he returned to sit at the right hand of God. But before they could go forth and minister to all the world, they first needed to really understand the things of God and cultivate great reverence, honor, and awe of him in their own hearts. It was only after they were so deeply spiritually moved that their flesh became strong, enough to endure any type of persecution and hardship and gain the ability to deny themselves in order to serve the King of Kings, willing to love not their own lives even unto death. Are we that devoted and committed to our Lord? I doubt many of us are, not really. Our spirit may be willing, but we always have an excuse. Can we not devote 1 hour to our Creator and Savior each day? And if we, who know the truth, are unable to reverence and honor the Lord like this, how much more lost are those who have never heard the word because no one has ever told them? Our world today is about as godless as it's ever been. As I follow our local news, I grieve as I see the weekly crime gallery. This is a published listing of mugshots of people arrested for various crimes. The people range in age from 18 to 85. The crimes run the gamut from forgery to identity theft to child abuse, drug use, drunk driving, and extreme violence against others, even murder. I look at the faces of those arrested and see broken people and lost souls. What's missing from their life is just one thing, God. If they knew God, reverenced him, feared him, honored him, their lives would have been so different. Instead, most are now facing inevitable prison time and a life in ruins, not to mention the many other lives they've destroyed with their crimes. And for each face I see in the crime gallery, I know there are a great many more just like them who just haven't been caught yet. Yes, our world is filled with people who don't know the Lord or anything about him, and if they do, there's no respect, fear, or worship of him. You can rarely go anywhere in public without hearing foul language or seeing people, young and old, so confused, lost, and deluded. I have empathy for those criminals because I know that without God in my own life, this could very well be me. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Should we not fall to our knees daily in thankfulness, praise, and worship of the one who saved us? Can we not watch 1 hour? Have we become so cavalier, so comfortable, and complacent that we've come to take God and our spiritual life for granted? Are you satisfied with your current spiritual state, or do you have a deep desire to grow more, to reverence God more, to honor him more, to worship and serve him more? Do you already have that intimate personal relationship with your Creator and Savior that you so long for? Or is something missing and you know it? Now I'm going to ask you to do more than just watch 1 hour. I'm going to ask you to invest 1 weekend to vastly strengthen your spiritual commitment. On April 4th and 5th, Wisconsin Christian News is hosting a ministry conference with the theme, Revival and Reverence, Returning to God. What could possibly be more important or urgent for all of us than a thorough deepening of our faith as we come together as the body of Christ in reverence, repentance, worship, and awe? This is not just church as usual. This is a special time of learning, spiritual growth, renewal, and worship. Our speakers will include Art Pawlowski, the Canadian pastor who's been so persecuted by the Canadian government for years now simply for preaching God's word. We'll have Dr. Ted Brower from Florida offering deep insights on prayer and explaining what happens when we pray. We'll also have Pastor Matt Truella, Scott Shera, and Don Wolf from Wisconsin, as well as Coach Dave Daubenmeyer and Dr. Mike Spaulding from Ohio. Pastor Butch Paw from Call to Decision Ministries of West Virginia, and national recording artist and retired pastor Leighton Howerton from Montana. Our theme verse for the event is Psalm 51:10, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Yes, Lord, how we all need that. I'm also asking that you do your best to bring some guests with you. Do you know a young person who's struggling with confusion, depression, lack of direction for their lives, and answers to questions that no one's been able to provide? Please bring them. Do you have friends who are nominal Christians? Do they have a form of godliness but still deny the power thereof? Would you like to minister to them in ways they've never experienced before? Bring them with you. Is your own family fractured or broken? Are there relationships that you need to mend? Perhaps even your own marriage. Come home to Jesus. Don't remain stuck in the never-ending news cycle of politics and cultural theater. There's no political solution for our spiritual condition. Nothing else but returning to God will ever heal our land. It's time we took 2 Chronicles 7:14 seriously, instead of simply quoting it and then lamenting that nothing has changed. If things are to change in your own life, in the lives of those you care about and love, in our overall culture and society, it's really up to you. God doesn't force anyone to come. Instead, He stands at the door and knocks. So, has Jesus been knocking on the door of your heart, yet you've managed to ignore Him? If He is knocking, He won't stop. He's not willing that any should perish. If people perish, it's because that's what they choose. This is your call to decision. Now, I know there'll be many reasons why you think you can't come. There will be many excuses the enemy whispers in your ear to keep you away from this event. Instead of telling yourself why you can't come, ask a better question. Ask, how can I make it possible to be there? Ask, how can I bring others with me? Ask, is God Himself calling me to be there? And ask, is this not exactly what I've needed in my life for so long? The conference will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn in Wausau, Wisconsin. We begin on Friday night at 5 p.m. and then resume on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. We'll finish Saturday by 6. Those who wish to be baptized will also have that opportunity at the end. You need to register in advance, and tickets are only $69 per person for a full weekend like you've never experienced before. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com for the details or call me for more information at 715-486-8066. This truly is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and that door of opportunity is open to you now. But now you must decide what you really want and need in your life. More of the same, or something infinitely more deep and substantial. April 4 and 5 is coming up quickly. You owe it to yourself, your loved ones, and to God to commit to one weekend. Your spirit is willing. Don't let your weak flesh stop you. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 459.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.